We have to talk about C.F.W. Walther, who is the first president and one of the founders of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, who had his own personal experience with pietism and then ultimately was able to, on the American scene, reject it. What did Walther have to say in response to pietism, both in Europe and here in America?
Well, I think his letters in the literature of the time about Methodism and its emphases at the time, or how they failed in the true Christian light. In other words, Wesley himself had said that as Paul had converted Luther, so Luther converted me. And he meant that. It was at a meeting in the city of London that there was reading of the preface of Luther to the Romans. That's when he said, "I felt strangely warmed in my heart about this." Well, that, in a sense, was a pietistic way of putting it. But anyway, he acknowledged Luther's part, but then he went away from Luther in terms of the strong emphasis upon the feelings. And that was something that Walther saw very clearly then. I think today he would have the same issue, that when they wanted to get away from liturgy and from the doctrine that is, you know, so obviously from God there, that would be a problem he would have with him as well.